Give him five. Give him five. Hallelujah. Why don't you just try that for size? Give him five. Give him a high five. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you remember last time I referred to the prophetic word that I received last year in regard to the response of government to the coronavirus outbreak and the restrictions that were placed upon the gathering of the church. Remember the word, this ain't no lockdown, this is a siege. It began with a back down and it will end in a shakedown if there is no showdown. Of course, a siege is defined as a military operation in which enemy forces surround a city, town or building, cutting off essential supplies with the aim of compelling the surrender of those inside. Let me just remind us what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. This is from the Amplified Bible. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. And let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Wow, can we see that day? Well, one thing we know for sure, that day is nearer now than when we first believed in. So I titled this new series, Give Him Five, because it's our responsibility to host the Lord's presence in His church in accordance with His directions. As we come together to give Him thanks and release our praise to Him and to receive instruction and direction from Him through the five-fold ministry. Give Him five. Hallelujah. Give Him a high five. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe something unique and something entirely supernatural takes place when we gather together for worship and instruction. Something that I believe cannot be fully replicated in any other format, including what we are doing here right now. Remember, I'm going to leave that for another time. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 18. Verses 19 to 20. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Right? I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful that it's not necessary to have a large crowd in order to host His presence. Although there can be something very exciting and encouraging in being part of a large group of worshippers, never knock that. But the Lord Himself has actually placed a lower limit of two or three gathering together in agreement if we are to be the ecclesia, the manifestation of the local church where He presences Himself in a special way. Amen. It's not that His presence isn't with us continually as individuals, but He designed the church. I mean, He promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, my presence will go with you. But He designed the church in a way that we would recognize our need for one another. If we're going to fulfill our calling and our commission in being the city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, a people set apart to proclaim the praises of the One, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, to proclaim the praises of the One who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Remember the declaration of the song I shared last week? I don't go low. I don't go low, but I go high. I don't go low, but I go high. What a powerful, powerful, powerful declaration. Why don't you try giving them five? Come on, give them five. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Give him a high five. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, in this year of the local church, that's a prophetic proclamation that we've been given for this year. Amen. 2021. 5781, 2021. This year of the local church, I believe it is essential that we contend for the corporate coming together of the church, so that the world has the opportunity to hear the good news of the kingdom from a people who are fully equipped and standing strong in their new identity because their supplies have not been cut off. Kobo shaka. Come on. Remember what I said last week? The only way to avoid being the victims of a shakedown is to have a showdown. I believe the best showdown we can have is a kingdom hoedown. We will not be silenced. We will not deny or rob the Lord of the praise of which He alone is worthy. The praise which He inhabits and His presence among us assures us of victory. Hallelujah. In every battle. Psalm 149 verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Hallelujah. And as I was reading and meditating on Judges chapter 5 just a couple of days ago, I began to receive some prophetic revelation that really blessed and encouraged me, and I hope it will do the same for you. Let's just go there. Judges chapter 5, just got a few verses out of here. In verse 1 it says, then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, when the leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. When leaders lead can actually be translated there, when locks are loosed. And I find that incredibly interesting. When locks are loosed, when the people willingly offer themselves, that could also be translated when the people volunteer. Other translations talk about when the people volunteer. Hallelujah. You know that when Paul and Silas were arrested and thrown into the darkest depths of a pagan prison, they did what warrior leaders do under such circumstances. They continued to pray and to praise the Lord, and it says there, as the prisoners listened to them. And what happened? The locks were loosed. Hallelujah. They sang. I don't know what song they sang, but it must have been along the lines of, I don't go low, but I go high. I don't go low, but I go high. Hallelujah. You know, I've said consistently since this time began, which is basically a year, it will be a year on Monday since the official lockdown first kicked in, the first lockdown. I've said consistently since then that this time of supposed lockdown has actually given to us as the church the greatest opportunity, I believe, to proclaim the praises of the one who has called us out of demonic lockdown. While those who have succumbed to the terms of lockdown are listening. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the keys of the chains that bind people are not in the hand of the scientists, as many believe. But the keys of the chains that are binding people are in the hands of the church. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys. I'll give you the keys. Korabah shakabusaka. See, the soul, it's tragic what's happening. And I'm not making light of anything that's going on. Please don't get me wrong here. It's tragic, but I see it's tragic what is happening because the soul of our nation has actually been oppressed to the point where the mental health of many of all ages have been damaged. They're even talking about children's mental health. Let me ask you a question. Or let's ask ourselves a question, but I'd like to address this question to you today. Have you allowed lockdown to impact you, to limit you? Have you come under it, or have you stayed over it? Have you maintained the anthem of, I don't go low, I go high? Listen to what it says in verse 3. Of Judges chapter 5. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Have you stayed home? Have you stopped going places where you used to go? Have you Have you pulled back on the times that you'd go to different places, even to the shops, to the different places, shopping and whatever, even to buy food? And the people out there are waiting to hear. The prisoners are waiting to hear our song. Come on. I mean, I haven't been perfect at this, don't get me wrong, but from the very beginning, I felt that we cannot act like we're in lockdown. We cannot succumb to this. We cannot come under it until, and as much as it's possible and as much as we're able, I believe we've got to try and just live where Christ has seated us, in the heavenly places, above, never below. I don't go low, I go high. Let the prisoners hear our song, our songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Remember, our battle is not with flesh and blood. Our warfare is against demonic principalities and never human personalities. Someone told me that helped them last week. And their prayer for leaders, etc. You know, for government leaders, etc. You see, those who think they can lock you down, those who think they can lock us down, they need to hear us boldly and fearlessly proclaim, I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Say, I don't go low, but I go high. Come on, give him five. Give him a high five. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, we are here, folks, I believe, to bring a consistent testimony to the goodness and the faithfulness and the supernatural protection and provision of our Father in heaven, and the saving and the healing and the delivering power that is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to proclaim that there's power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Say, I don't go low. I go high. Why not just give him five? Give him a high five. Hallelujah. Come on. Listen to how Deborah, in her song, listen to how she recounts the wonderful works of the Lord that stir up faith and stir up confidence in his ability. We are here to release these testimonies out there. As I said last week, there's just so many people without God and without hope in this world looking, as I said, I've heard the language over and over again, we're looking to science to save us. Well, I refuse to comment on that. Anyway, hallelujah. Listen to how Deborah recounts the wonderful works of the Lord and stirs up faith and confidence, and not in her own ability, but in his ability. Amen. Verse 4 of Judges chapter 5. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the field of Edom, the earth trembled. The heavens poured, the clouds also poured water, the mountains gushed or flowed before the Lord. This Sinai, before the Lord God of Israel. And the song then goes on, verse 6, to describe and to contrast life under Canaanite oppression. Listen to what it says. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted and the travellers walked along the byways. Have you noticed? I mean, you just have to go into Stornoway, our own town, or when you see the centre of towns and cities on TV, have you noticed how the heart of our towns and our cities are virtually deserted compared to the way they were? Listen to what it says in verse 7. Let me just read it. Verse 7. Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel. You know, when I read that, it just boomed at me. Community, village life has ceased to a great extent. I hear people say virtually every day around the villages of this island, I hear them say that they never see anyone anymore. since this lockdown began. You know, when I read that again there, village life ceased. The words that the Lord spoke to me many years ago exploded in my spirit. When he said to me, you can't have revival in a community where there is no community. This lockdown mess is nothing more than a siege strategy. A siege strategy of the enemy to attempt to break down society and prevent, I believe, the greatest awakening this world has ever seen. He's trying to stop it happening. But let me say categorically right now, he will not succeed. Why? Because the Lord always finds someone, a man or a woman, or men and women who will rise above the parapet, who will go over the top to break the siege. Hallelujah. Remember last week, it will be ravers. Hallelujah. Those hiding in the trenches will say, oh, they're stark raving mad, and that's exactly what they are. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says in the rest of verse 7 and verse 8, Judges chapter 5. Until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. Listen, they chose new gods. Then there was war in the gates, not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. You see, Deborah rejected the status quo. She knew in her heart, she knew that her God was bigger and stronger and more powerful than any of his enemies. She rejected the new gods, the powerless and the impotent gods. Deborah sang, to paraphrase. I believe this was the emphasis of what she was saying. I don't go low. I go high. I don't go low, I go high. I go forward today with God. I will not acquiesce to this lockdown. She arose amidst a desperate and powerless people who had no shield or spear, who had no appetite for defense or offense, but who simply passively accepted their lockdown. She arose as a mother in Israel. She said, I don't go low. I go high. Say, I don't go low. I go high. Give them five. Give them a high five. Come on, is there a stirring on the inside of you? Every praying mama knows that a mother is not to be messed with when she sees her family in danger. She sees her family being plundered or under attack. I think what we need to ask, the question we need to ask is, where are the fathers and mothers? Will you arise? Will you say, I don't go low, I go high. I don't back down. I'm joining the hoedown showdown. You see, Deborah heard from the Lord and she called for Barak and she told him that the Lord had commanded the deployment of 10,000 troops, and that he would deliver their enemies, that the Lord would deliver their enemies into their hand. See, the enemy thought he could shut down and silence the church, I believe, through this whole lockdown mess. I believe he thought he could bring her under siege and shut down the supply of her power and authority. But it's time, church. It's time to arise. Say, I won't go low. I go high. I don't go low. I go high. Come on, give him five. Give him a high five. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him with all that is within you. Come on. Koraba shakaba. Please hear me. The people of God don't need lockdown leadership. They need breakout leadership. I said the people of God don't need lockdown leadership. They need breakout leadership. And I'll tell you, the people who don't know him yet, they don't need lockdown leadership. They need breakout. Breakout leadership. Hallelujah. Because I'll tell you why. Because only the church can accomplish victory. Only the church can bring that leadership. Because only the church can accomplish victory. Because only the church is fearless in the face of the enemy. Well, back in 1991, hey, this is our 30th anniversary year. We started out in 1991, and I want to tell you, back in 1991, interesting, this is the year of a local church on our 30th anniversary, but back in 1991, we'll talk about some of these things later on as time goes on, but, you know, back in 1991, the Lord spoke to me. A lot of people say, well, the Lord spoke to you. What do you mean the Lord spoke to you? Well, all I can say is the Lord spoke to me, and I wasn't an audible voice. I've heard once or twice, maybe I've heard an audible voice, but the Lord spoke to me. Because if you're talking with the Lord, if you're having a conversation with him, you expect him to speak to you. There's nothing worse than trying to have a conversation with somebody that won't talk to you, that doesn't answer you. So back in 1991, the Lord told me to enlist people for the SAS, the saved and the sanctified, those who knew that their destiny. What's the motto of the SAS, by the way? Who dares wins? Who dares wins? See, I don't go low. I go high. Anyway, the saved and the sanctified, those who knew that their destiny was to be set apart by God for God. His own special forces set apart to proclaim the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Holy Spirit, stormtroopers. You know, back then when the Lord spoke that to me, my only knowledge of the SAS was what we had all witnessed in 1980 on television news when they brought such a dramatic ending to the siege at the Iranian embassy in London. And these images, you know, these images were as powerful back then as the images of those who have now have these images of the Twin Towers collapsing imprinted on their memories. Back then, for us, these images were just as dramatic when the SAS very quickly and very dramatically brought an end to the siege at the Iranian embassy in London. These images, I believe, were imprinted on the minds of all who saw them, certainly on mine. Did you hear what I said? The siege. They were siege breakers. They were siege breakers. This ain't no lockdown. This is a siege. Began with a back down that will end in a shakedown if there is no showdown. See, what we all witnessed the SAS accomplished back in 1980 was actually nothing short of inspirational, and all of a sudden, the SAS were national heroes. Listen to how Deborah honours the leaders and the people who volunteered willingly to be a part of the breakout army. Verse 9 of Judges chapter 5, "My heart is with the rulers of Israel, who offered themselves willingly with the people." Bless the Lord. My heart is knitted together with the rulers of Israel, who offered themselves willingly with the people. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. She didn't recognize that she was the great one. She just brought the word, and she honored all of those who responded to that word, because it was the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Village life had ceased. Community was broken down because of a lockdown strategy. But Deborah arose and gave inspirational leadership that refused to go low and determined to go high. And many rallied to the call of the Lord to come up, to come up. They sang a new song. I don't go low, I go high. And the siege and the enemy's grip was broken. Well, there's much more that could be said. I've got a lot more to say today, but I've decided to just put that on hold till next time. But just listen to Judges chapter 5, verse 31. "Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength." And then it says, "So the land had rest for 40 years. Let me say, there is no true peace where there is a locked-down church. There can be no true peace where there is a locked-down church. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says, there is a time of war and then a time of peace. If we want to see, and I know we do, I truly believe we do, if we want to see the shalom, the nothing missing and the nothing broken of the true peace of God in our communities, then the local church must be deployed in its full armour, with the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. Our battle cry must be, I don't go low, I go high. Will you go high with me? Oh, hallelujah. Give the Lord five. Give the Lord five and He will give you the victory. Say, I don't go low, I go high. Give him five. Give him a high five. We'll come back to this again. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him. Remember, we are not, our war is not with flesh and blood. God is not willing that any should perish. Any of the people that Jesus went to the cross and purchased and paid for and redeemed by his blood. Our warfare is always against demonic principalities and never against human personalities. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord. But let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we give you five. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord. We give you a high five. We thank you, Father, that we can speak and proclaim and declare from your spirits right now that we don't go low, that we go high, because your call is an upward call, because you're the one who gives us the power, hallelujah, to break out of every lockdown situation, Father, hallelujah, to proclaim your praises, to sing, I will sing of the Lord, oh hallelujah. Help us, Father, as we go out, Lord, into places, Lord, as we go into these places where people have just come under that whole lockdown thing, and proclaim and declare your goodness and your faithfulness, your supernatural protection and provision that we are trusting in completely. Hallelujah. Where else can we go? Oh, hallelujah, but to the Lord who is faithful in all of his ways. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we bless you. Bring in that harvest, Lord. Thank you that the enemy's strategy is bound to fail because your heart is towards all who are without you and without hope in this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let salvation be seen in every community. And let it touch every family, Father, every individual. In Jesus' mighty name, be glorified, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Shame is a prison, it's cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no gonna hold my body down. There ain't no